No violin maker is more fabled than Antonio Stradivari. Today, Stradivari's violins and cellos can sell for millions of dollars at auction thanks to their unparalleled musical qualities and their scarcity. Stradivari has been dead for nearly three centuries. Only 650 of his works are estimated to survive, yet the forest where the master got some of his lumber thrives. And thanks to the surprising teamwork of modern instrument makers and forest rangers, Stradivari's trees are doing better than ever. Christopher Livesay explains.
Violinist Gil Shehan got a huge break when he was just 17, filling in at the last minute for Itzhak Perlman and playing a borrowed Stradivarius. He eventually bought it, and its sound helped establish his career. But before it could sound like this, it sounded something like this. This is a 300-year-old spruce in the Fiemme Valley, the same corner of the Italian Alps where Renaissance luthiers such as Stradivari, Guarneri, and Amati handpicked the trees that would be turned into some of the world's finest instruments. Thanks to a serendipitous combination of climate and altitude, these have come to be called Il Bosco che Suona, the musical woods.
Secondo me c'è qualche violino che già aspetta il suo legno.
Oh yes, I'd say there's a beautiful violin hiding under your bark.
E qualche liutaio vorrebbe venire.
The man knocking on and talking to this tree is Marcello Mazzucchi. He's a retired forest ranger with an uncanny knack for spotting timber that's ideal for instruments. It's led some to call him the tree whisperer.
No, io servo.
I'm really more of a tree listener. I observe, I touch them, sometimes I even hug them. Trees are our friends. Look carefully and they'll tell you their life story, their traumas, their joys, everything. Such humble creatures.
Danno solamente, senza chiedere.
He leaps from trunk to trunk, crossing flawed candidates off his list.
Probabilmente è caduto un fulmine.
This one over here was struck by lightning. Who knows what kind of sound its violin would make?
Until he finds a contender.
Ecco questo, per esempio. È veramente un bel albero, la base.
Look here. This is a truly nice tree. It shoots up perfectly straight. It's very cylindrical, no branches at the bottom. If you ask me, there's a violin trapped inside.
Here's how he figures it out. Mazzucchi takes out a manual drill called a borer and twists it like a corkscrew through the bark. Every time you hear a knock, that's the borer hitting a new ring. Mazzucchi listens carefully and pulls out a core sample shaped like a pencil. An excellent specimen, he concludes. A lumberjack then chops down trees like this one and carts them to a lumberyard, right here in the Fiemme Valley, where the spruce is milled into sections. Local instrument maker Cecilia Piazzi examines a piece.
Poi, oltre alla parte estetica che io vedo nella scelta del legno.
It's magnificent. We use it for making the table. That's the beautiful part on the front of a violin or cello, with the sound holes on the surface.
Quindi ogni tavola.
Yes, this piece is the right piece. I can tell just by flicking it.
It takes months to complete a single instrument, which can cost over $10,000. A bargain when you consider a Stradivarius that came from the same forest can go for over $10 million. But it's enough to keep this community humming. The Fiemme Valley is one of Italy's most prosperous areas, thanks in large part to these musical woods. And it's going to stay that way, because people like the tree whisperer take care of it.
La mia attività di tecnico forestale.
I've felled 1 million trees in my career, but in their place, 100 million more have grown up.
100 milioni.
Before a tree hits the chopping block, Mazzucchi looks around to see if there are any tiny saplings struggling to grow nearby. If so, removing an adult tree will let more sun in and actually help the babies mature. Bruno Cosignani is the head of the local forest service.
The light is the limiting factor, and as soon as a tree falls down, those who were born and suffering in the shadow can start to grow more quickly.
Chop down a tree only if it will allow more to one day become musical instruments. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Livesay.